My name's Paul Cross. I'm the Associate Director for Business, for Strategy, Business and Finance at Oxford Brookes University. I work for the Estates and Facilities Management Directorate. And one of my roles is I have a portfolio of different areas that I look after. One of them is the sustainability team, and they're working on a lot of corporate responsibility at the moment. One of those areas will be, it's not specifically at the moment, but it will certainly be turning a focus on procurement. We also have our Chancellor, who, as I'm sure you know, is Shami Chakrabarty. And one of the things that Liberty, I think, are sort of indirectly interested in, I think, is poverty generally. The reason I think that it should concern society is because we source a lot of our goods and services from countries where poverty is a problem, and we therefore have an ability to have an impact on it. It's something that we therefore should be doing. If we're having an impact on something, we should be managing whatever that impact may be. Therefore, we should be interested in poverty in that respect. I think that the most important areas, I guess, would be the supply chain and where goods and services are procured from. And I think, very importantly, going upstream from the supply chain. So not just looking at the seller at the front end, but looking back to where that seller has sourced those goods and services from. And I think that there can be some very long, complicated supply chains that go right back to wholesale and then obviously raw materials, and we need to view those. And so I think that's very important. I think the other thing is for us to be aware of links where we deal with countries and areas that have poverty, because it's not just obviously countries abroad, there's also plenty of poverty within the UK, and the links that we would have as an institution with those areas. So it may be that we're buying goods and services or dealing with suppliers who may have a particular impact, perhaps an adverse impact in terms of the poverty in particular home countries or within the UK. And then another part of our organisation is having a different relationship with those areas, and we need to be very clear that we have a joined up approach to how we as an institution have an impact on poverty. I think that at the front end, then one of the challenges is a lack of, well, it may not be a lack of resource, but an availability of resource at the purchasing end to have an interest in and to look at issues of poverty across the supply chain. So there needs to be sufficient resource in place to allow that to happen. Secondly, I think one needs to have a joined up policy with regard to poverty and the impact that the supply chain may or may not have on that. The third thing is that there needs to be criteria which specifically includes an impact on societies that we deal with within the supply chain, those societies over which we have an impact. And that needs to be a criteria within which decisions are made about where we procure goods and services, because if those impacts are not explicitly set within a procurement process, then they're less likely to be included within it. The other thing, I think it needs to be much easier for people to understand what the impacts are that they can reduce or that they can have a positive impact on. For example, fair trade. So Oxford Brookes was the first fair trade university in the country, and it's deeply embedded in everything that we do. So we all know to buy fair trade goods, and therefore we can be assured that that's the kind of thing that's going to be good for alleviating poverty in some of the home countries. It would be good to have more of that so that we can understand quite easily how to procure goods and services. For example, if there are certain kite marks or if there's certain awards that things have been given. I know there's lots of them around, but which one, as it's not really my area, which ones specifically relate to impacts on poverty, I don't know. Another issue is that I think it's really important that we concentrate on looking at the societies that we have an impact over in our general business. So it may be, for example, that we can improve a particular element of society through our procurement, because we spend lots of money on goods and services, in partnership with other things. So why couldn't we, for example, have a program where we are cognizant of the impact that we have on societies, we try to alleviate poverty through our procurement policy, and at the same time we have other outreach projects which we're running at Oxford Brookes for other things too. So we can have a positive impact on those communities through a combination of our procurement policies and practices and other aspects of what we do. I think the first steps that organisations should take is to look at the policies that they have in place in order to ensure that issues relating to poverty are included within the procurement decisions. The next step they need to take is to be more cognizant of what sort of poverty issues are related to their supply chain. So we need to be aware of the full supply chain and looking at that in a systematic way. Thirdly, we need to have some interest locally in these things and some expertise. And I think that it's one of the areas where universities can have a particularly beneficial impact, that and further education institutions as well, because we most likely will have people looking at issues of poverty both within the UK and abroad, and we need to be levering that knowledge across from different universities and within universities into organisations that procure, so that they have an understanding of what the impacts actually are. And lastly, I think it's really important to generate some passion for this through exchange visits, shadowing, and it doesn't need to be very, very expensive. We can do it within the UK because there's plenty of poverty at home as well as abroad, and gather a momentum within purchasing departments by going and looking at the impact that we have on societies and what benefits we can bring through relatively straightforward changes to our procurement. Recently, I was involved in a trip looking at corporate responsibility in the universities and NGOs in Brazil. And I went with two colleagues from Oxford Brookes University, and we looked at Manaus and the rainforest area, and then moved across to Sao Paulo. And we looked at issues of poverty over there, which are quite profound, certainly compared to the UK. And the passion that brought was very marked in the people locally. So there were a lot of outreach projects and a lot of community projects, and that's instilled within me and my colleagues, and we tried to bring it back as well, the importance of outreach projects locally, and very importantly how we can lever the projects and work that's already taking place within universities and to include the communities that we have an impact on. And certainly within the UK there's a lot of work that can be done with local communities which can easily be built into the normal operations of a university. The other thing is that at Oxford Brookes University we're an international university, something like 15 or 16% of our students are international students, and so we have a lot of links with countries abroad, and there's a lot of potential for work that we can do there. On a personal level, I recently went to India and saw the poverty over there, which is extremely profound compared to anything that I've seen before. And it's extremely obvious. It seems to be embedded into the society over there. And that was quite striking. And again, it helped to fuel my passion for wanting to do something about it locally. I think that that comes back to a point that I've made before, which is that I think it's very important for people involved in procurement decisions and people involved in issues which have an impact on poverty to see it for themselves. I think that there is nothing more powerful than being able to see it for yourself, and it gives you the passion that you need to try to bring in new practices, because I think that generally is what we need to do, bring in new practices. And bringing in anything new involves a change. Change means a turmoil in some form or another, possibly beneficial, possibly not. But to do that, you've got to have drive and enthusiasm. And enthusiasm may be the wrong word for this, but it is definitely a passion, which is very effectively garnered by going to see the kinds of things that that are going on in these other societies. Universities are part public funded bodies. They tend to be charities, so they're not 100% profit driven, which means that they do have the scope to be able to include other criteria other than simply cost into their procurement decisions. I'm not suggesting that that's what everybody else has, only profit, but there's perhaps more scope for looking at other issues. And I think combine that with the knowledge that it will exist in universities about poverty, about how to alleviate it, about the impact that we have on societies, then it's quite a strong combination of free expertise and the ability to be able to use it. So I think universities have a unique position to forward this agenda, and I think that we need to be pushing this one forward as a group of universities. And one of the ways of doing that would be through representative bodies like the EAUC.